The central column is pure consciousness. At all points on the tree of life and Jacob's ladder, it's consciousness. It's where you pull together your masculinity and your femininity. And it's vital for both genders to have that balance, to be able to see both sides of things. The masculine side, oddly enough, is said to be the merciful side, and the feminine side is said to be severe. And that's why people really don't like the idea of the left-hand column being feminine, because we women don't want to be seen as receptive or severe. But it's the masculine aspect of us which is actually merciful and loving and giving, because that's the aspect of us that will run over to pick somebody up if they've fallen over or they need our help. It's actually an active principle. You use it as a woman if you're a woman, you can use it as a man if you're a man. Whereas the severity aspect, that's the idea of saying no to somebody or no to children. And it's very interesting, we're at the time of recording this, it's the time when Harvey Weinstein is being accused of a certain amount of, a great deal amount of sexual assault against women in the film industry. And it's fascinating that the word no is feminine and the word yes is masculine. So either Mr. Weinstein may not have been in touch with his feminine side and couldn't understand the word no, or possibly the women were not in touch with their feminine side and incapable of saying no. It's difficult to know. If you're in difficulty and you're afraid, you will freeze. And therefore, you will generally go to a default position in the brain. And you can't necessarily get to the center column where you're going to be active, be able to balance whether it's no or yes. I am extemporizing wildly at this point because it's just something that's come into my head. But the idea that no is feminine, I think, is a very powerful thing for women. To realise that to say no is very much a powerful thing for the feminine to do if it's required. And no is very much something that mothers have to do to children early on. It is a sad, unfortunate fact in a conventional, old-fashioned family where the mother is raising the child and the man's gone out to work, that the mother has to say no most of the day. No, don't do that. Eat this. Do this. Sit down. Have a rest. No, you can't watch any more television. No, you can't play with this. And then the dad comes home and goes, let's play, let's have some fun, let's do some exciting stuff. And the mother goes, oh, for God's sake. Anyway, that doesn't necessarily happen so much because of the way that families are nowadays, but it is sort of masculine and feminine. Also, it's important to understand that masculinity is not more important in the Bible. St. Paul is very clear. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond or free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Now, interestingly, he put the Christ first. He's talking about the consciousness of Christ. He's adding in Jesus because that's what the children of Israel will understand. The children of Israel, those who need religion rather than mysticism, need the persona of the idea of this being looking back at them that they can relate to. The house of Israel... Israel, by the way, means one who struggles with God. That was the name given to Jacob after wrestling with the angel. So Israel is one who struggles with God. The house of Israel is those of us who do genuinely struggle with God. The children of Israel are the ones who feel put down by their concept of God. So if you are in Christ Jesus, if you are a mystic, you'll know that means if you're in the Christ consciousness, there's neither bondman or freeman, there's neither male or female, because at that level of the tree of life, you've transcended gender. You're beyond it. You're actually one with the divine. And St. Paul also says, if you be Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.